All right, we cross over now to Canberra, Australia. We're joined on the line by Nurgul Sawut, a Uyghur Australian activist. Nurgul, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Now, an Australian think tank has called for an investigation into China's Xinjiang following publication of leaked documents allegedly detailing Uyghur repression. Tell us about these documents and give us the background to the story.
About this document, this is something is not new, but this type of document is not the first time it became a public either. There's a lot of detail about the how China actually systemically repressing, I would say it's the Turkic Muslim population rather than just only Uyghurs, because there's Uyghur, Kazakh, Uzbek, Kyrgyz, and some Hui. It's also Chinese Muslims. It's also part of that whole repression, and you know, or subject to a Chinese repression policy. So it's a very systemic and a very detailed. And so when you read through those elements and how it's been one is well established, well designed, and it's not something actually done overnight or over the week period of time. It's we're talking about something like since 2004, this policy actually well and truly designed, and the foundation has been built, and gradually, steadily built up to where it is until 2016, and start executing the older policies one by one. And it's a very gentrified manner, and so that's why international community would not notice the extensivity and the severity of this policy as well. And it's systemic, we shouldn't forget that. And the outcome of this policy is, as we know, like we have a like UN and a few other think tank. You know, the census already said is anything between 1 to 3 million population, you know, Uyghur populations in the, you know, concentration camp. Not only that, and we have a large number of displaced and forced labor. And latest report from Adrian Zins and a few other, you know, the scholars, and they calculated as like we're talking about up to 9 million people affected by this specific policy. You know, Chinese policy, how to control. And it's someone called digital surveillance or digital control, and someone else come up with a different name. So it doesn't really matter what label, what name they put it upon to the specific policy. But this is systemic the control and a systemic repression. And when you consider that over a million people just disappear on the surface of the earth, and we trying to let the international community know this is actually genocide, and yet a lot of international communities, one, they don't know the intensity of the whole crisis. Secondly, and still some a government as decides to stay silent, or just to classify this as, you know, severe human rights abuse. And as you know, majority of the Muslim nations, and they don't want to speak up, and they kept us silent. And so it's like a really mixed message out there. And so for us, it's like yet again another, you know, the big step. And but we're not seeing the quite large or the wider cry out from international community. And so that's actually a surprise, surprise. And it's still, we are almost like a felt, we're pacing in our same spot. Nothing is actually moving forward. It's a bit pessimistic, but that's what it is. But that's what our reflection from that.
Now, this file-sharing application called Zapier, I understand this is being used to target Muslims in China. Tell us how.
Zapier, it's actually the combination of a few different platforms. and also data. It's a data is used by the government, and it's the way it's collected. It's quite intense, and you're not only just looking at the one type of data. They actually using AI to collect those data. And besides the AI, and we have a DNA data as well. So it's not like a one set of data. There's like a social security, you know, social application. There's various other plots all combined together and created that Zappa. And so for me, that actually it's alarming. And the other part of this whole process is China cannot do it themselves. They're actually relying on a lot of apps coming from outside. It's developed by some, the Western IT companies or research centers. They either bought them or they just like a copy and, regenerate or reproduce the same thing by themselves, and which is pretty much what United States classified as you're stealing our technology. And they're China good at it. They have done it before. They're still doing it. And that's what the Zap is all about. And some of the things is really sends out really clear signal to some, the well-known IT companies and software companies. Actually, they knew this existence of this technology, but decide not to speak up. And yet China consistently using this technology and created this ginormous, the mega-sized database in order to persecute and repress not only Uyghur population and right across other communities like Kyrgyz, Kazakh, Uzbek, as I mentioned earlier, Turk minorities.
Do activists like yourself also get targeted even though you're so far from China?
Oh, yes, of course. And as you know, back in early June, and there was a one file called Shanghai File. Exposed, yeah. Within Shanghai File, this is like a Chinese watch list for terrorism, and I was on that list. And of course, recorded along with the 987 other foreigners. And for me, it's like I left China 20 years ago. Now how the hell I can be in a terrorist list on their list? And so this is kind of unimaginable. And if I think back, if 987 other foreigners on their list from UK, Japan, Australia, United States, Canada, it doesn't surprise me why I end up in that list as well. And because I am outspoken, I constantly knew what was going wrong in our homeland and didn't afraid to speak up and raise awareness amongst the international community. So for me, yeah. This is not the first time. And if you remember back in 2019, there's another database leaked and found by Norway, IT guru. And when he looked at this data, exactly same. And it's how China actually arrested list of like Uyghur people based on what? And the measurements and the way they, persecuting and arresting and selecting them, putting in the detention center, concentration camps, and as well as sentencing them. And so that's what we call, that's 48 reasons why you get persecuted if you're Uyghur in China. Or then eventually, after that leakage, we come up with 72 reasons why you get persecuted if you're Uyghur inside China. So it's actually give us more broader, deeper, the picture of how China actually knows how to persecute, how to pick Uyghur population when they decide to go through mass arrests in a specific village or specific counties, a specific neighborhood.
Right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Nurgul. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.